President Trump's executive order to ban care for transgender minors is not in effect. A lawsuit has blocked it for the moment. So gender-affirming care for minors remains legal in 25 states. No matter what the law says, though, hospitals across the country are ending treatments like puberty blockers or hormone therapy because the president is threatening to pull funding unless they comply. Aaron Bolton with Montana Public Radio reports on the effects on people in his state.
E still remembers the day when her daughter said she was transgender.
Very benign, sitting and brushing teeth early in the morning, and they were 4 years old, 4 years old, 4 years old. And they said, oh, I'm not who you thought I was. I'm actually a girl.
We're using E's middle initial because she worries about harassment and violence against her family. E's child has consistently presented as female.
She's happy and doing well and looking forward to continuing that journey.
E's daughter is about a year away from puberty. They plan to go on puberty blockers and eventually hormone replacement therapy at a Missoula, Montana hospital, community medical center. Major medical associations say that's appropriate care for gender dysphoria. But in June, the hospital closed its gender clinic to minors. It was a big blow to E's daughter.
To her, it just wasn't even a thought that it wouldn't happen. And so she was like, no, well, I'm a girl. So when I go through puberty, I'm going through girl puberty.